Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, thanks for sending in your question. This is Craig, and you asked, what do you do about temptation? I think the biggest thing I've learned is we oftentimes want to solve the porn problem instead of solving like the temptation problem. So go, you know, if you believe the Bible, I think the story in the when Jesus was coming out of, I believe it was like fasting for 40 days, and then he was tempted. It said he was in the, he was tempted. So to me, I look at no matter what we're doing, like if you're in a season where you're fasting and praying and believing and, you know, really one with the Lord, doesn't matter. Like Satan is there to steal, kill, and destroy. Some of you listening are like, I don't know. What? Just give me the answer without the Bible. Like, well, really? Like, I don't know if there's a clear answer without some scripture, because I think the issue is deeper than porn. Like, porn is filling a need and it's serving a purpose in your life. Not good, but it's that hit that you need, or that rush, or that fix. And so oftentimes we go and we attack porn. Like, oh, I just get it out of my life. It's just like, then you go to a Weight Watchers meeting or you go to AA meeting and they're going to say, hey, food, like, or alcohol. So I think all of us, and I say all of us, like in different spaces, are trying to attack the product or the medicine or the topic, rather than going, well, what are you feeling when you're tempted? And why are you running to porn when you're tempted? Is it something you're triggered by sight? Is it something you're triggered by depression, something you're triggered by when you lose, or when you're frustrated, or when you're anger? And then, yeah, it's like, oh, porn. I know I can get it. I know I can, I can get that. I was just driving my son somewhere, and I'm living in LA, and there's a mobile billboard in front of me with a dispensary for a marijuana shop, and you know, it was delivery. And so, you know, they're driving this thing around town and it's just like, hey, we could bring this now right to you. You go to Vegas and hit the Vegas Strip and you'll see the moving billboards are girls direct to your room. And so I think we're living in a world where whatever you want, it's accessible and it's right in your bedroom, right in your house, right on your screen. And, you know, even... my family gives me crap that I Postmates or Amazon Prime anything because I don't want to stop. Like, there's a Cybul place down the street from my house and I can walk two blocks or I can have somebody bring it to me. And there's people that enjoy that as a job, I guess, at Postmates. I don't get it, but so all that to say is like that our culture is such that, I mean, why is there a Starbucks on every corner, pretty much? Because, oh, we need coffee. We can't exist without this. So I think I guess the question I'd love to have you kind of sit with is, when are you tempted and where and why? And like, how are you feeling at those times when you're tempted? And I think as you start to write that down, and I'm not saying go pursue porn regardless, but I don't necessarily care about that. Like, because I think if we just keep treating like, I think it's such BS from a lot of the stuff that I once even recommended like, oh, bounce your eyes, like, ah, like, man, I'm living by the beach right now for the summer, and it's just like, where am I gonna bounce my eyes to and live? Like, that's a prison. Like, and I think oftentimes the church and Christians, like, we love creating more prisons. Like, I grew up in a church that said, you can't have drums, you can't have dancing, you can't do this. And our alternatives didn't interest me. Well, if you like this music, here's an alternative. Or if, since you can't do this, and we made up all these rules. And so I think even the bouncing your eyes, like, yeah, don't stare at the girl that's right across from you in a swimsuit. But like, okay, do you just eliminate going to the beach because, hey, there's girls in bikinis? Or do you just go, man, what am I feeling when I'm distracted by all the sights around? And what am I feeling when I'm in a good place and I'm present and I'm not looking around? Like, how do we get there instead of just, oh, I can't do that. I need to block this. I need to just not leave the walls of my house. So that's the life I want to live. That's the life that I think I want to live to the fullest. And I think when Jesus is saying, hey, the temptation isn't bad. Temptation is always going to follow you. It's always going to be present. If there wasn't, like, we wouldn't need the Lord. But like, there's a real enemy out there that's tempting us. And he's going to put in front of you the things that he knows are a distraction or are your downfall. Like, when you really think about the garden and the story of Adam and Eve, like, they could have any tree and any fruit they wanted, but just one. And yet, why couldn't they have stayed away from that? Like, what was so great about that? And I don't even think it was. It was probably like, so what? But it was just that allure of, I can't have that. And I think oftentimes what you're looking at with porn or what you're running to, yeah, it's not even what you obviously need, but you think in the moment it's what you're craving. And so how do you stop? You take those thoughts captive. You and that sounds so cliche and Christian, and I part of me doesn't even like saying it, but then again, the scriptures say it, and it's just like, when I say captive, like, stop there. Like, gosh, I want to hit porn right now. Why? What happened to me? Write that down. Like, that's captive. Like, hold on to that and spend some time thinking about what it is and why. And I, you know, we talk about this in the My Pilgrimage series. You in the Feels Like Redemption book, Seth and David explain it in great details. Like, what is your trigger? And so I think that's the deeper work that you've got to do in realizing, hey, what is going on right now that is causing me to run to something that I know I don't like? It's not good for me. It's not what my wife or my spouse, it's not what I want to be pursuing. And the only way you're going to stop doing that is going, hey, I'm not, yeah, that doesn't do it for me anymore. That doesn't interest me. And because I fix why I'm depressed, I fix why I'm angry. I camped out on this for long enough to go, you know what? No, like, I'm not going there. But if we don't, like, we're just going to keep that cycle, and then you're going to replace porn and go, oh, I'm done with porn. And now it's going to be some other vice, and you're never going to really get a handle on it until you can ask yourself why. So how do you stop when you're tempted? I think you got to look at who's tempting you. You got to look at why you're tempted, where you're tempted, how you're being tempted in order to fight that temptation and go, yeah, good one. Like, that doesn't work for me anymore. And so when I say captive, it's just like, man, not just hit pause. Like, next time, literally, like, okay, cool. I saw an image. I don't even think, like, hey, you're sitting on a computer and you're bored and you hate your work. And so now you found yourself browsing. Okay, you hate your work. Are you going to continue in that work? Or are you going to put it down and go, man, I got to get out and I got to just do something else? Hey, I got in a fight with my wife and now I ran to my computer. Okay, I'm not going to say you never fight with your wife, but hey, you need to realize what it is that is sending you into this place? Those would be my thoughts on just some real practical things that you could do to fight temptation. So I hope that helps.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.